Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello, happy weekend, and welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush, nice to have you along. Don't forget, if you miss any part of today's show, well, that's okay, because we've got it for you right now on our website. You can go back and download it or stream it and listen to what you missed. It's there for you as a podcast. Our guest today, Tim Maniscalco from the Better Business Bureau. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself, Frank?
Not bad. So how's things at the BBB? Has the pandemic slowed down the cheats and the fraudsters out there, or are they as busy as ever?
They're actually busier. They've figured out a lot of ways to take all of the things that we've changed in COVID and try to make some money out of trying to scam you. So no, they're quite busy. Let's just put it that way.
I guess because they're locked down at home, too. They've got nothing else to do, so they just will go ahead and try to make a buck off of you, right?
Yes, they're very good at that. They've got that figured out pretty well.
But the question is, though, is that are you guys getting better at catching them? And, of course, I think you probably are.
Well, you know, what we're trying to do is let people know what's going on out there, educating them, because you know, unfortunately, most of these scams start outside the country. It's almost impossible for law enforcement to shut them down. So what we're really trying to do is inform people and let them know, hey, be on the lookout for this, or make certain you do this or don't do this. That's why getting on programs like yours are so important to us, because that's how we tell people about what's going on. That's how we educate people.
One of the things people need to know about, of course, look, I personally, me, everything on Facebook, I find suspicious. Because that's just kind of the way I am, you know. I think everybody on there is lying and nobody's telling the truth or anything. But there's actually Facebook friends phishing. There's a scam going on out there having to do with COVID grants. What's that all about?
Well, if you get a Facebook message from, you know, one of your friends, or maybe even something on Instagram, and they tell you that they have received a COVID grant and that you can get one too, just be on the lookout for that. First off, as we all know, you know, you can have your Facebook account hacked and people can pose as your friend on there. So that's a very common thing we see nowadays. So it looks like your friends are trying to give you some helpful advice here. But in reality, what they're trying to do is just get you to fall for this particular scam. They say that, you know, gee, I got some money here, maybe a couple hundred dollars, and you can get this also. It's just a way of getting money out of you, because if you apply for this so-called grant, there's going to be some sort of a charge that you're going to have to pay in order to get the grant, and that's where they get you. So be careful of your friends on Facebook telling you about these COVID grants. You know, these things don't exist, and you just got to be careful when you see that, because it looks like it's coming from one of your friends, but their account's probably been hacked.
I was going to say, there's two ways it could go at this. It could be a friend of yours that's not really quite up to snuff on trying to figure out what's a fake, what's a scam, and what's not. And then it could be somebody posing as your friend. So it could come at you from two different directions.
Yeah, they really can. And once again, you know, these sound legitimate, because you think, oh, gee, the government's, yeah, they're trying to help people out, and maybe this is something the government's trying to do. And boy, my friend on Facebook here says that they got all this money and they just had to just pay a little bit of money and get a huge grant. Sounds like a deal, right?
Wow. Well, okay. Be more like me. Everybody's a liar. Everybody's a cheat. You don't trust anybody.
Well, you know, you can't go through life like that, but you do have to have, I think, healthy skepticism about things, particularly things that come over the internet, email, Facebook, you know, texting, all those sorts of things. That's what the scammers really, that's their modus operandi, is to go through those mediums now.
Works for me, but in all seriousness, though, it's inconvenient. But take the extra couple of minutes to double check and really look things over and make sure that it really is from a friend of yours and that it really is legitimate, because all it takes is one wrong keystroke and you're really messed up. So, yeah, I tell you,
Frank. Yeah, just one click here or there and you could be in trouble.
Speaking of fakes, you ever get these phone calls? You know, it's like it's the police. Hi, I'm Officer Joe Blow and I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. You got to be careful in this scam, too, because, well, the cops aren't trying to scam you, but a lot of folks would like to act like cops and scam you, right?
Yeah, this is one where you're going to get a call, and it's going to be from the, quote, police. They're going to say that they found a car that's registered in your name, and they found drugs in it, or maybe there was some blood in it, or, you know, some sort of crime that's going on here, and that you're somehow connected to it because this car that they found is registered in your name. So they need to get some information out of you. They're going to want to know, obviously, you know, all the pertinent information. Then they're going to ask you for your Social Security number. Well, as we all know, your Social Security number is really the key to identity theft. So don't fall for this. You know, there is no car registered in your name. There hasn't been any crime committed. These people are just out to get your personal information. And it's going to sound very, very real. They're going to give you the officer's badge number. They're going to give you a case number. They're even going to say that there's a warrant out for your arrest. So once again, they're trying to scare you. They're trying to make certain that you know, you aren't thinking about this in a logical way. You're going to say to yourself, well, gee, I've got to cooperate with these guys. I've got to give them all the information they're asking for here because I you know, I want to get out of this mess. So just be very, very careful of this particular scam.
Yeah, seeing a case like that, I would say, what kind of a car is it? You know,
there you go.
Yeah, I say, it's a new Mercedes. Really? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know about the drugs and the blood or anything like that, but hey, you never know. But I'll tell you what. I'll be right down and pick it up. How about that?
Well, you know, and the other thing too is don't trust your caller ID. You know, if it says, you know, such and such police department, that isn't necessarily the case. You can buy an app now that will spoof your caller ID and make it look like, you know, anybody that they want to is calling you. So don't trust those things. And you're right. Ask them about the car and say, well, gee, yeah, I'll come down and get that car. That'd be a good one. See what they say about that.
Why not? You know, sounds like a nice car. Sounds like it's nicer than the one I'm driving today. So I'll be right now. You know, and the thing too to remember, government agencies and things like that, they rarely just call you for things like this. That's just not the way they work. You know,
exactly. And, you know, they're not going to ask for your Social Security number over the phone like that. You know, if something like this really did happen, they're going to want you to come down and actually, you know, see the car and you know, get verification that way. I mean, this is just a little too hokey. But, you know, there are people who fall for it.
Yeah, and the way some of the cops work, at least some of the ones that I'm familiar with, they're probably not even going to call you. They're just going to show up on your doorstep and knock, 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 Mr. Smith.
You're probably right. If it's you know, as serious as they say it is, they're, you know, and they think that you're involved, they're going to come looking for you.
Yeah, and they'll have a search warrant in hand and
yeah,
you know.
No, if it's a drug deal or some sort of a murder, they're going to come and they're going to want to talk to you personally.
If you get a phone call or an alert that somebody wants you to take part in a women's leadership summit, obviously, if they called me, I would probably know that it was a scam. Why would they call me about women's leadership? But but for half the audience out there who's not male, but female, and you get called about a women's leadership summit, and it sounds kind of impressive, and it's kind of neat that they might think enough to call you. But they're not really after your leadership skills. They're more after your bank account, right?
Yeah, you're going to get this exclusive invitation, and it's going to be very flattering. They're going to say that, you know, you've been chosen to attend this leadership summit. There's going to be some very impressive speakers at this summit, people like the CEO from Apple or Whole Foods. It's going to sound, you know, like quite a event to go to. But there isn't going to be an event. They just want you to register for this event, get a little bit of your money, get your credit card information. But, hey, there's no real leadership summit out there. So, yeah, this is targeting women. Once again, it's going to be a very flattering invitation. It's going to be that, hey, you were specifically chosen for this. So you're going to think to yourself, wow, they must really think something of me here. I'm going to go to this summit. I'm going to register for this leadership summit. And the speakers look like just dynamite speakers. Once again, there's not going to be very many details other than here's a place to register and pay your money and give us your credit card. So just be on the lookout for this one. Once again, they're trying to flatter you, make you think that you're somebody special. You'll be special to them when you give them your credit card information and pay them a little bit of money.
In other words, you're not that special.
Hey, your credit card is special to them, but other than that, no, you're not special.
And you know, really, when and here's the thing that they're always preying on is the fact that you're not going to sit and really seriously consider what's going on. If you're not in a position in your career or in your life, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you know, and I'm not knocking stay-at-home moms, they're great, but why would you be called to a corporate leadership summit? You know, I mean, you're not on their radar is what I'm getting at for the people that would hold a true event like this and would have your name and number and call you. I mean, you got to do something to kind of be on their radar. And if you're not, then, you know, I would hang up even faster.
Yeah. What makes you so special? Right. I mean, out of all the other people out there.
Yeah,
you're exactly right.
Yeah. And not to say that you're not special, but, you know, again, think about what would put you on their radar. Hey, when we talk about being careful on the web, now around here, we do have some of the folks that are, you know, doing the web, where like the DoorDash, Grubhubs and those kind of things. That's kind of because of the stay at home and all that. That's gotten more popular. Now, bigger cities like in Indianapolis, even really big up there, and even larger cities, very popular. But of course, ordering takeout basically could also be a scam if you're not careful. What's up with that?
Well, you're right, Frank. A lot of us now are going out and, you know, picking up the phone, ordering food, and then 15, 20 minutes later, it shows and there's dinner, there's lunch. We've gotten very accustomed to that now in COVID. Well, the scammers have figured that out. And what they are doing now is either imitating some of the most popular delivery services such as DoorDash or Grubhub, or making up their own websites and saying, hey, just order through us and you'll have your food here in another 20 minutes. Well, these websites are fake websites, or they're just, you know, made up websites. You're going to order your food, you're going to give them your money, and nothing's going to show up. So just be very, very careful once again of these things. And these folks are very good at getting at the top of the search bar when you're looking them up on the internet. So if you see something that's up on the top of the search bar, just once again, make certain that it's the one that you're typically, you know, accustomed to ordering your food from. They're very, very good at imitating existing websites out there. A couple of them that we know of out there that are fake, there's one called Order Hero and another one called Order Ventures. Those are fake. Don't go there. But even some of the legitimate ones can be copied out there and can be you know, used as fake ones that you aren't going to get your food. So, yeah, the convenience of having takeout food and delivered right to your door is great. But once again, these scammers have figured out a way to make you think you're going to get your food, but all you're going to get is, you know, more charges on your credit card.
So is there a way to kind of get around this? Because, I mean, you and I have talked before on here. You get an email, and it says, oh, your account's been locked, as an example. And so I told you my first response is, okay, ignore the email, ditch it, and then go log into whoever that you have the account with directly through their website. So is there a way to, I mean, can you actually just contact your restaurant direct and let them do the DoorDash, Grubhub, get it delivered to you? I mean, is there a way to get around this?
Yeah, sure, sure. I mean, you know, when we order food, we'll typically just order it through the restaurant itself and go that way. But, you know, if you know that there's a legitimate website or a service that you use, you know, go to that one directly because, you know, you've used that one before. Just be careful when, you know, you're looking something up on the web and you see it and you click on it and boom, 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 you give them your credit card information and maybe you haven't used that one in the past. So if you've got one that you use and you know that's the right phone number or that's the right website information, then you're okay. But if you're using something new or you're looking something up on the web, you know, check it out and just make certain it's the right one. Once again, look for those letters HTTPS. S is the important letter there on the URL bar and the little lock icon. That gives you some added protection that website has actually been registered.
All right. See, I mean, look, if you want to lose weight, just don't order that. If you're, you know,
maybe that's one good thing that comes out of this. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know about you. Of course, here's my paranoia showing through again. But it's like I don't necessarily trust other people to be handling my food. You know, I mean, you don't know who's bringing it. You don't know where it's been, how it got there, what their car looks like inside. I mean, you know, you could have your whatever sliding around the back seat of some place that you'd never even go on a you know, dare, but I don't know. I guess I'm just suspicious like that. So anyhow.
Yeah, well, it is convenient. I will say this. It's a very convenient service that we have nowadays.
Now, I would rather go get it myself because that means I get more time away from work. But that's just me. You know, my lunch hour turns into, you know, two and a half hours.
Well, Frank, let me ask you, if it was delivered by a drone, would that make you feel better?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, well, that's probably the next step then. They're probably going to have these where they'll just drop it off in your front door step and you know, the drone will fly away.
Now that would be kind of entertaining, you know. I mean, yeah, I mean, dinner and a show, you know. I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool. I'm kind of a tech person anyway. I kind of like that stuff. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, hey, the BBB of Indiana, you guys are really up on top of everything that's going on scam-wise. And, of course, sometimes just waiting for you to tell us here on the radio or listen to our podcast isn't real convenient, but folks can get a hold of you anytime 24/7 and look through all the things you have available to find out what's going on, right?
Yeah, really, there's two websites that I would direct people to. First, BBB.org. You can look up trustworthy businesses. You can also file a complaint with us, BBB.org. And then the second one would be Scam Tracker. scamtracker.org. You can find out what scams are going on in your area, and you can also report a scam. So if you've been scammed or attempted to be scammed, please let us know. Just go to Scam Tracker, go to the upper right-hand corner, click on the report a scam button. Then we will put that on the Scam Tracker website, and everyone else will know about the scams that are going on in your area. BBB.org, scamtracker.org. All free to the public.
Neat thing about Scam Tracker, it really acts as kind of like a bulletin board for all over Indiana and really all over the country, because if you're suspicious of anything, you can go there and put it up and then everybody can see it. So it's a neat way to share info with everybody else.
It is. And I tell you what, a lot of people do is if they see a scam or something that looks kind of suspicious, they'll go to Scam Tracker, kind of look around, see if someone has reported a similar sort of situation, and then they'll know, hey, yeah, that's something that I thought looked a little fishy, and now it's confirmed that it was indeed a scam. So it's a great way to confirm a scam that, you know, you may currently, someone may be trying to get you to fall for something. And also, it's a great way to let everybody else know about it. We've got tens of thousands of people who report scams to us every year, and it's updated every day. So scamtracker.org. Great way to keep people informed.
BBB.org, also a great place for you to research businesses that are out there. And if you have a problem with the business, you can go there as well to file a complaint. So it's a good service. And BBB, the Better Business Bureau, Tim Maniscalco, thank you for being with us today. And we'll have everything up on our website as a podcast. So if you missed any part of today's program, you can listen to it all over again. That's it for this week, and we'll see you next week.
To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518 or send an email to frush@dlcmediainc.com. Be sure and tune in again next week at the same time as we focus on the community.